Making it optional. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A federal judge strikes down the federal mask mandate for public transportation, leaving it up to transit authorities, airlines, airports, and others to decide whether passengers should wear masks.
This decision, as you can imagine, has wide-ranging implications for tens of millions of Americans now as the summer travel season is beginning to kick into gear. Now, U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell in Tampa writes, as you mentioned, the CDC failed to justify its decision and, quote, the mask mandate exceeds the CDC's statutory authority and violates the procedures required for agency rulemaking. Just last week, the Biden administration extended the national mandate by 15 days, and before this ruling, it was slated to expire on May 3rd.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Missiles strike the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, killing at least seven people.
I don't know, really. I must have been a lucky one that I'm still alive. I still have young children.
A senior U.S. defense official says it was Russian long-range bombers that delivered that strike. Now, Lviv's mayor, Andriy Sotovy, is condemning the attacks, and he's ready to fight.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kiev. Ukrainian officials say a new phase of the war is underway, and on Tuesday morning, Russian forces attacked along a broad front in eastern Ukraine. The White House says President Biden will call allies Tuesday to discuss the war and how to coordinate holding Russia accountable. And deputies in Northern California say a woman killed nearly 30 years ago by the so-called Happy Face Killer has been identified thanks to DNA profile matching. The victim is Patricia Skippel from Colton, Oregon. Serial killer Keith Hunter Jesperson eventually admitted to the killing and the murder of seven other women. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Columbia, South Carolina arrest another suspect in the Easter weekend shooting at a mall that left nine people shot.
Police believe this all sparked from a dispute. Two suspects were taken into custody, including Jawayne Price, but a judge set his bond at $25,000 and said he could go home under house arrest with permission to go to work. Police have a warrant out for a third suspect.
Fox's Shannon Bream. The second man arrested is 20-year-old Marquise Robinson. The Supreme Court rules against a military officer who refused to get vaccinated against the coronavirus.
Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Dunn is an Air Force reservist. His religious objections were rejected by the military, and he was removed from command. Three of the High Court's conservative justices would have granted the request to put his dismissal and any other further punishment on hold while the litigation continued. The justices had already rejected a similar appeal from members of the Navy SEALs. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
The justices said the Pentagon does not have to accommodate Dunn. A report sheds highlights on which states are best for working moms.
According to personal finance website WalletHub, Massachusetts is the year's best state for working mothers, followed by Connecticut, Rhode Island, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, and Idaho ranked among the worst states for working moms. Further report, WalletHub comparing state dynamics across 17 metrics, including child care costs, daycare quality, parental leave policies, pediatricians per capita, and the gender pay gap. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And stocks slipped Monday after a three-day holiday weekend. The Dow lost 39 points. The Nasdaq dropped 18. The S&P 500 slipped a fraction. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.